You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Little late night Mother's Day podcast. And I just wanted to stop by for a second and say thank you. Why? Because everyone who sits around and they actually support me, thank you. I went out and canvassed the neighborhood today that I live in, and not everybody supported me, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm okay with that. Maybe they'll come around, maybe they won't. But that's not the important thing right now. The important thing is that I tell you, thank you for supporting me. To those who support me, thank you. I have nothing but gratitude for you. And even thank you to the people who don't support me, because you give me the knowledge of why certain people aren't supporting me. Why? Why wouldn't you support me though? That's the question. If I'm your neighbor and I live next to you, why wouldn't you support me? You wanna sit around and say that, oh, I've got problems with me and my past or whatever, and you know, that people might say something about it. That's fine. Let them ask. Let them say something about it. I'm cool with that. And you wanna know why? Because I didn't do the things that I was accused of. And you can sit there and you can say whatever you want behind closed doors. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. I'm all right with that. And you want to know why? Here's why. Because I'm not here to impress you. I asked you for your support. I came to you to ask you for support. Did you support me? No. No. I told you exactly what I needed money for. Did you support that? No. No, you didn't support that. You were just concerned with telling me what other people were gonna think about me. You know, and I almost let that stop me. I almost let that stop me. But you know what? I pushed forward. And I talked to more people on my block. And turns out, you're the only person that had a problem with me. Not necessarily me, but my campaign. What I stand for. And here's the trick about this, is that you don't know what I stand for. You don't know what I'm about. All you want to do is judge me. You don't know me. You don't know what my campaign stands for, I guarantee it. You probably haven't even seen the page where I'm campaigning. And if you have, then why don't you support me? But you don't believe in the things that I believe in? You don't think that the missing and murdered indigenous women are something that we should support? You don't think that indigenous tribes we should support? You don't think that we should support veterans? How do you think the rest of the world feels about what you do and don't support about what I stand for? Because I've garnered so much support without canvassing a neighborhood that it's ridiculous. Do you think me winning... Now, and I'm not bragging at all. I want you guys and gals to know I'm not bragging whenever I say this. I'm just saying this very matter-of-factly. But do you think that Las Vegas would actually support me the way they have if I was such a horrible human being with this amazing, outstanding criminal past? No, they would not. You know, the fact that you even shake a criminal past in my face, it just shows me how small-minded someone like you is. And it's sad. It's very sad. It's very sad to know that you would sit there and judge me in such a way by my past and not by what you've seen here. What, you saw me go to jail because of something somebody said about me? And it threw me in jail? Over nothing? No. It's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. So yeah, I want to thank everybody. Everybody who does support me, everybody who supported me today, canvassing the neighborhood, thank you. To everybody in Vegas who supports me and has supported me and will continue to support me because you know that I'm innocent. Thank you. I told this person to his face, I will maintain my innocency till the day I die. And I meant that. So if anybody wants to sit there and they want to act like I'm the big bad wolf, maybe you should take a look in the mirror, Buster. You know what? It's so sad that people will be nice to your face, but very passive aggressive at the same time. And I see right through that. And I think everybody else should too. It's so sad, dude. I'm like, that really broke my heart. It really did. It really did. That you're so concerned with my past that you cannot possibly see my future. To everybody else that's like this, that have been wrongly convicted, I stand for you. To people with a horrible crap baby mama that doesn't appreciate the kids that you even gave her or the effort you took to watch your kids the whole time, I stand for you. It's so horrible to sit here and just think about how much hate you have in your heart. I'm gonna bring it back to somebody, you know. There's too much hate in this world. Like, whoa, right? There's just too much hate in this world. And buddy, all you're doing is participating in it. All you're doing is prolonging the length that we're gonna sit around and hate each other. You wanna sit there in your little apartment and go to your job every day? Your little union job? You wanna be hateful? So be it. But guess what? You're the only one in agony right now, not me. I have supporters. Can you say the same about you? To everybody who sits around and hates me, to everybody who sits around and wishes the worst upon me, can you say the same about you? Do you think people really support you? Wait till things get real. Then you're really gonna find out who your friends are. It's not gonna be the people who are living with you and paying you rent. It's not gonna be these people. It's not gonna be the people you thought were your friends. It's not gonna be the people that you're in the Illuminati with. They don't care about you. The only thing they care about is your participation. The only thing they care about is what you can do for them. How sad is that? You've reduced yourself to that. And I'm not even talking to you as a person. I'm saying this in general. Because believe me, buddy, you're not the only one. You're not the only one who's like this, who's that small-minded and insignificant in their personality, but thinks that they are something wonderful, something great, that everybody should bow to your feet and your opinion. Well, you know what? You're not the only one with an opinion around here. I have so much support, it's ridiculous. But you, let me ask you, to the person sitting there hating so much, will not stop harassing me, will not stop hate speeching me behind my back, do you have the kind of support that I do? Man, I've got nothing but love for you. I didn't do nothing to you. I'm sorry, you want to talk about a criminal past? Have I violated you? I'm not a violator. When I came and I knocked on your door, was I not nice to you? Did I not smile in your face? Did I not say hi to you? Did I not ask you what your name was? That's because I care. I care about you, man. I'm not on here to talk shit. I'm here to thank you. So thank you. I'm here to be the bigger person about this. Can you say the same about yourself? Can you choose to be the bigger person and not judge me based on what you think you know about me? Because believe me, buddy, you don't. You don't know crap about me. You don't even know the first about me, much less the last about me, or the least, or even the most. You don't know me in the least. And that's what's so upsetting about this. And don't think that you're getting under my skin just because I put you on blast out here on this fucking podcast. Oh, you're special. You got 2 seconds in a podcast where I'm talking about you. Oh my gosh. And this is not even about you. This is all the people that are like you. This goes out to all the people that are like you. Let me see you try this shit in Japan. Japanese people do not like you. They don't even like the fact that I cuss. But you know what? They like me. They like me as a person. They invited me to Japan. Come to Japan with me. Come to Japan. You will like it in Japan. You will love it in Japan. This place is crap. Japan, you will love. I looked at this person and I said, do you have the money for me to go? No. Okay then. That's pretty much the end of that conversation. But still, come to Japan. Please, come to Japan. Because I'm nice. I'm a nice guy. I do nothing wrong. I keep to myself. I stay to my own. And I try to do the best job that I can do. Yeah, we've all got a past. Let me see your past. You know, the fact that you've got a squeaky clean record makes me look at you really funny. Do you know why? Everybody screws up. Everybody messes up. Everybody has messed up. Just because you got a squeaky clean record and you weaseled your way out of something, whoever you are, wherever you're at, just because you got a squeaky clean record does not make you as a person. I want to rub that in all of your faces. Everybody who's got a squeaky clean record that thinks that that is the golden gate. Oh, it's so wonderful. No. No. Whenever you have a criminal record, that's pretty much the mark of the beast. Because 9 times out of 10, a lot of you don't even belong in that kind of scenario with those kinds of people that get you in that type of trouble. What happens is you end up trusting someone and you think they're so cool and all you want to do is fit in. And what happens? You get in trouble, don't you? You get in trouble and you look bad. And on top of it, you feel bad because you know you're not like that. You're just trying to fit in with the in crowd. You're trying to fit in with that troublemaker that did something to you in the past. And they didn't even have to do it to you. They just convinced you to do something. It's pretty awful that you can get stuck in a stupid situation like that where you're talked into something that you don't want to do. You obviously don't want to do it. You don't even know why you're there doing it. But on top of that, whenever you don't do something and then you get a criminal pass because of that, that's the worst. That's the worst. Yeah, okay, people might ask about it, but I want them to. I want them to. I want this issue addressed. I want this issue addressed because it's bullcrap. It's absolutely bullcrap, man. It's crap. It's absolute crap. Every bit of it is crap. It's unbelievable. It should not even exist. But you know, you let people talk you into things and drag you down. And that's what's sad about it. But you know, like I said, I'm just on here to thank people for supporting me. Whether you know it or not, you actually supported me. Whenever somebody asked them, like, ain't you got a criminal past there? I told the man no. But the truth is yes, because I didn't even remember that. Because I didn't fucking do it. That's how insignificant it is to me, because, I mean, it should be more important. I should do something about getting rid of it. Getting it off my record somehow, whatever. Seal it, I don't know. Meaning, like, I don't know what to do about it at this point, because, it's so below me. It's not me. I didn't do it. So part of me just doesn't even care. I don't even care anymore. It doesn't make who I am, so I just don't care. I've moved on. I've grown up and moved on. but somehow people are still stuck in their freaking past. So yeah, everybody who supports me, thank you. It's because of you that I've moved on. It's because of you that I'm still living. It's because of your love that I don't hate myself for things that I didn't even do. You know, I asked the president, please pardon me. I did not do these crimes. Please just pardon me. Presidents have pardoned people before. So, I honestly think I deserve it. I'm 100% convinced that I deserve to be pardoned for the crimes that I didn't do. You know, it sucks when people sit there and they trap you into a crime like that. And it's something you didn't do. You obviously did not do it. I am so innocent. I am innocent. I'm an innocent individual. And you need to stop. You need to stop judging me. You need to stop judging other people. Like, I can understand if they were a crap bag and they kept perpetuating their criminal past or whatever they were accused of. Like, then I can understand. But then again, just stop. Because what you're doing is only embarrassing yourself. You're only exposing yourself for the hater that you really are. So let's give haters a round of applause. They deserve it. Does my success make you mad? Does it upset you, Mr. Man, that I'm running for president? Does that get under your skin? Do you want to stop me? Because whatever you're trying is not working. It hasn't worked thus far, and it's not going to work in the future. I'm telling you right now. What are you, a Roman? Are you a Roman Catholic? Well, as bigot as this sounds, go back to Rome then. If that's what you believe in, this is America. We don't believe in Roman bullshit here. We're not here to be that. I stand for every veteran that fought for this country, for this land that you are now encroaching on with your hater beliefs. It's sick. It's sick in the head the way you are. You're proud? I'm not. I show humiliation. Do you? Because you seem pretty proud to rub my quote-unquote criminal past in my face. You want to rub my past on my face? Why don't you go lay with my horrible baby mama? Why don't you go lay with her? Y'all two would get right along. It's sad, dude. It's so sad. It's so sad. Upon my exit from here, believe me, you're gonna hear it from me. Believe me, on my exit out of here, you will hear it from me. And you're not gonna like what I've got to say. Because I'm gonna tell you thank you, I'm gonna tell you I love you, and I'm gonna tell you that you did a good job at making me realize what I need to clean up with my past. So thank you. You have put more pressure on me to put more pressure on Trump to pardon me. Thank you. And I do. I love you, man. Why do you think I shook your hand and asked you what your name was? So I could pray for you. So thank you. Thank you, Cheyenne. Thank you. I'm going to pray for you right now. Thank you, God, for showing me who my enemies are. And I pray that you show them the light and show them the way. And if they do not accept it, then that's on them. I pray that you look out for my enemies how you look out for me. How you guide me. I pray that you guide them how you guide me, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, precious one. The divine. Thank you. Java, thank you, Jeshua. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, for you have blessed me Your name rings throughout the world. And I pray that everybody sees the light in the way. And it may not even be the right name that they call you, but they praise you for whatever you are, from wherever you're at. They praise you. They love you and they see your ways. And they thank you for your ways. And I thank you. I thank you for blessing me in the face of my enemies. I thank you for allowing me to get up and get dressed today. In my suit, in my tie, in my dress shirt, in my dress shoes. And I thank you for giving me the strength to go out today and to canvas my neighborhood. It was divine timing, and through you, it was a major success. So thank you. You wanna come and hate on me in public? Come to the Mendenhall Valley Public Library, June 4th, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. You wanna come and call me out in front of God and everybody? Come do it. Come show these people why they should support me. Come show these people. You think I'm not telling these people I've got this bullshit criminal past? I've been yelling it on my freaking podcast forever now. Hey everybody, I've got a criminal past. Trump, please forgive me. Pardon me. Pardon me for these crimes because I did not do it. For I did not do them. I am innocent. Just like Tupac maintained his innocency until the day he was no longer Tupac or whatever. I shall maintain my innocency. Thank you for showing me people's childish ways. Thank you for showing me that I can be myself, that I can go out, Lord, and I can bless these people with my presence. That I can show them that your strength is much stronger than their pressure to keep me down. Thank you, God. Thank you. I owe you nothing but thanks and blessings. Thank you. Thank you, God. I am at your mercy. My life is in your hands. I shall continue to spread your gospel over their lives. They want to lie about me, God? Then I shall continue to let your grace outshine them, to outshine their hate. You know, Juliana Matisse or Matisse or whatever, she's one of the most hateful people I know. And Rhonda Dagenton or whatever, they all sit around God, and they all, and I know you know this, but they all say the worst of the worst about me and they plot against me. And I say, let them plot. Because your grace shall forever be stronger. Your love is forever. And I thank you. I thank you for your support, God. And I thank everybody else for their support. And for you opening them up to support me. Thank you. And they can sit from the sidelines and hate all they want. But you're gonna keep blessing me in their face. And for that, I am forever grateful. And I am not worthy. But you keep blessing me anyways. Just like everybody else, there's no perfection in me. I show that through my work. I show that through my daily life. Because if there was perfection in me, I would do amazing things. I am nothing but your vessel. And I shall continue to preach your word. And I shall continue to give thanks to you and everybody who supports me. Because I support you and everybody else. And I even support my haters. Like Moses took all the people who were slaves in the desert and tried to take them to the promised land, I still support all these people. I still have nothing but love for all these people and appreciation. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, God. Thank you. All I can do is give you thanks. There are so many people that support me. Famous, not famous. There are so many people that recognize me for the fame that I have. And the people that don't, thank you. Because that helps me stay humble. It helps remind me that I'm still just human. I might be strong, powerful, but I am also humiliated and opinionated. And at times, I'm still egotistical. But most of all, I am humble, humiliated. I owe you nothing but my mercy, God. I am at your mercy. I owe you nothing but thanks and love. Thank you, God. Thank you. It's because of you that I am who I am today. God, it's because of you that I have this life that I love. It's because of you that I have seen your ways. And I give you my problems. Take them away from me. I do not want them, God. I do not want these problems. I do not want this past that I've been accused of. I want a fresh new start, God. I want a new life. I want a new adventure. If being here is it, awesome. If it's not, even better. But I am at your mercy, God, whatever it may be. Wherever we may go together, I am with you. I carry you in my heart. You are by my side, and I am by yours as well. Thank you. I shall love every human as if they are myself. I shall show mercy to my neighbors, and nothing but love and acceptance to my neighbors. I may not agree with their lifestyle. I may not agree with their choices. I may not agree with how they address me. I may not agree with their passive aggressiveness. But I am in agreement with the fact that we shall love each other. Love thy neighbor as thyself. We're all merely trying to survive here. Don't get it twisted, folks. Don't be so hard on yourself. Your God loves you. We might not have the same God, but your God loves you. And I love you as well. And I pray for each and every one of you. And I just want to say that I give thanks. Amen.